Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, what was Boris Dorfman doing when Uwe von Seltmann first met him 15 years ago? Uwe von Seltmann was born in 1964 in Germany and is a wanderer between countries, cultures, languages, and religions. After studying in Germany and Austria, he worked as a journalist in cities such as Berlin, Vienna, Dresden, and Leipzig. He's been living as a freelance writer and filmmaker in Krakow, Poland since 2007. Von Seltmann has written and edited 8 books, mostly on the subject of the impact of Nazism on the family and social structures of the present. Together with his wife Gabriella, he directed and produced the Yiddish documentary Boris Dorfman, A Mensch. He's been interested in Yiddish language and the history and present of Galicia in the Ukraine since his youth. On a trip there in 2001, he met Boris Dorfman in Lviv, also known as Lemberg. Since then, he's returned several times a year, meeting with Dorfman and learning about his life history. Because Dorfman is the oldest Jew in Lviv and the last Yiddish speaker there, the von Seltmanns had wanted to make a documentary about him for a long time and finally were able to realize their project in 2013. The von Seltmanns decided that they not only wanted the film's dialogue to be in Yiddish, but that they also wanted the film to be what Uwe calls a radical Yiddish film. He says that the idea was that a person who speaks no language but Yiddish would be able to understand everything in the film. So when Russian is spoken, there are Yiddish subtitles. The credits and the written explanations are also written in Yiddish. Uwe von Seltmann spoke with us about his own unusual background, the film, and his plans for the future.
Thank you very much for speaking with us. I'd like to speak with you first a little bit about your own background. You were born in Germany, and you've worked for various media. What media have you worked for, and what have you done?
I worked as a journalist, as an editor-in-chief for weekly and quarterly magazines. I was, for example, a correspondent in Vienna, in southern Poland, just the usual job as a journalist.
And you've written and edited 8 books, mostly on the subject of the impact of Nazism on the family and social structures of the present. How did you become interested in that subject?
It started in my childhood when I started to ask questions, because I discovered in the passport of my father that he was born in Krakow in Poland. And so I asked him why you were born in Poland. And he could not give me any answers, because he grew up as an orphan and at foster parents. And so then I really wanted to know what happened to his parents and to my grandparents and why he was born in Poland. And so all my life I asked the questions but never got answers. And then later, I started in the 90s, about 20 years ago, I started really to do this investigation and research about my grandparents who were completely held as a taboo within our family. And then I discovered the really not nice things, that my grandfather was an SS man in Krakow, also in Warsaw and other places. And later I also discovered Jewish roots on both sides of my family. So because of this, I always was deeply involved in the subject of Nazi time and the influence, the impact on the present time.
That's a very, very interesting subject, because I imagine that even your generation of Germans must still be suffering from the history.
No, it depends. Some people who are aware of this, what happened, I would not say that they are suffering, but they really take care. They feel some kind of responsibility, and so that they want to do everything that it will not happen again, what happened 70 years ago. But a lot of people are really not interested anymore at all. They say, we have enough, we don't want to talk about it anymore. But there are still people who really take care and are aware of this, of the responsibility the Germans have because of their past.
You have been interested in Yiddish language and the history and presence of Galicia since you were young. Does this come from the same place? And do you speak Yiddish yourself? Did you learn Yiddish?
I learned Yiddish by myself, but I became interested in Yiddish language when I was about 15, 16 years old. There were a few bands, German bands, playing songs in Yiddish language. And from the first moment, I was fascinated. And I also liked all these writers who were born in Galicia, the Polish, Ukrainian now, Galicia, and or Bukovina, Czernowitz. And a lot of them were Yiddish writers. And so, and later I met people who spoke and speak Yiddish. And so more and more I got deeper in the language. And it's really, until today, it's an international language, and it's great to communicate with people. Recently, I met an old guy from Buenos Aires. He was not speaking English, I was not speaking Spanish, so we could communicate in Yiddish, and this was really great.
That is great. That's very exciting. Can you tell us a little bit about Gabriela, who is your co-director? She also was searching for her family roots through Europe, through France and Galicia. What are her roots?
My wife has also, in her family, somehow there were the same patterns like in my family. But in her family was the grandfather who was killed at Auschwitz. He was held as a taboo within the family, and she knew nothing about him and when and how he died and so on. And then I said, I made this investigation about my grandfather. I wrote a book, so I think I have to do the same and also to make the research on her grandfather. We met at the Jewish festival in Krakow, and we started to talk, and very soon we both discovered that really the impact of the past is very strong and influences the present life. And we wrote this book together about our both families, and after doing this, we were really free to do something completely different, and this was to make this Yiddish film.
Yeah, tell us about this film, which is called A Mensch. You shot it in Lviv in the Ukraine in 2013, and it's entirely in Yiddish. I imagine it must have subtitles.
Yes, of course. The film has subtitles, English, Polish, German, and Ukrainian. But Boris Dorfman, the main hero of our film, I met him about 15 years ago for the first time. And he used to work as a guide to show the tourists coming to Lviv, Lemberg, in western Ukraine, to show them the Jewish heritage. All the places where there were the concentration camps, the ghettos, the destroyed synagogues, but also the present Jewish life. And during the years, we became friends. And for a long time, Gabriela and me, we said, one day we really have to make a film about him. And then last year in September, after his 90th birthday, he's now 91 already, his wife told us, you know, I worry about my husband. He doesn't take his medicaments anymore. He's feeling bad, somehow depressive. And he sees no one, no successor who can continue all this work he made for the Jewish community in Lemberg. And then we said, okay, now it's really the moment and the very last time, very last moment to make this film. And we started with not 1 cent, with zero money. And we got such a great support that 6 weeks later we already could make the shooting in Lemberg, Lviv, and again in the very last moment, because few days later started the Maidan, and a lot of people also from Lemberg went to Kiev and so on, and the atmosphere completely changed. We finished the editing a few weeks ago. We already had the possibility to show the film in Lemberg for Boris' 91st birthday, and this was absolutely great. He was so happy, so deeply, deeply satisfied and really happy that we made this film about him. And we got one great, great compliment that one of the old Jewish men of Lemberg said to us, "You really could catch the soul of Lemberg."
That's wonderful.
And this encouraged us to already to start with a new film, again entirely in Yiddish language. And we will see what will happen with all these ideas about Yiddish films.
You said that you were able to get support. Where did you get the support from?
So mostly the biggest support we got from people from Germany who knew Boris Dorfman, who went with him through Lemberg, and they also, they said, really, he should be honored with the film. So the money was private donators.
You sort of mentioned this. This movie is supposed to be the first part of a trilogy in Yiddish that would include Tel Aviv and New York. How far have you gotten on either of these projects?
We again have absolutely no money, so we made the decision not to start with the second part in Tel Aviv or New York, but in Krakow. And Krakow was also one of the main centers of the Ashkenazi Jewry, 65,000 Jews before the war. And in Krakow is this great district of Kashimir, the old Jewish quarter. And there was born the Yiddish poet and songwriter Mordechai Gebirtig. Songs like Es brennt, Brider, es brennt, or Bleib gesund, mir grocke, Huliet, Huliet, Kinderlech, and so on. And now we want to make, again, a radically Yiddish film set in Kashimir with a lot of artists singing the songs of Mordechai Gebirtig until today, with Yiddish speakers telling their stories and so on. And we hope one day we will have the money to also to make a film Yiddish in New York or Yiddish in Tel Aviv. And maybe one day even not a trilogy, but a tetralogy.
If any of our listeners are interested in contacting you in either in seeing the film The Mensch or in giving you support for the future projects, how can they contact you?
The best is by email. You can write my email address, and this is the best to contact me. We already got some invitations to film festivals in the States, in Canada, in Australia, and maybe one day we even can come to Spain. It would be great.
That would be great. Is there anything else you would like to add?
No, just to say that the Yiddish language, for me, it's really a cultural heritage, and that everything should be done to save this heritage, to support the Yiddish language, to support the people who speak Yiddish. And yes, it's for us and for the future generations that they know about this great culture of Yiddishkeit, the great Yiddish language. And this is our hope we can do for this something with our films.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSephirod.com. See you next week.